This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. After Storm Daniel brought flash flooding in Libya, the death toll is rising with at least 10,000 people missing, AP correspondent Mimi Montgomery reports.
In Libya's eastern city of Derna, hundreds of people killed in devastating floods are being buried, but many more may have perished here. Floods broke dams, washing away entire neighborhoods. At a UN briefing, International Red Cross Libya envoy Tamir Ramadan speaks of the severity.
Yeah, the death toll is huge, and it might reach to thousands. But what we can confirm now that thousands of people have lost their lives, thousands of people has lost their homes, and thousands of families are stranded or lost.
Libya's government's now issuing an international appeal for support as the humanitarian response may be beyond the abilities of the country and local aid organizations. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Hopes dimmed on Tuesday in Morocco's search for survivors, 4 days after a powerful earthquake killed more than 2,900 people, most of them in remote villages of the High Atlas Mountains. Search and rescue teams from the kingdom and from abroad kept digging through the rubble of broken mud brick homes, hoping for signs of life in a race against time following the 6.8 magnitude quake late Friday. As North Korean leader Kim Jong-un arrived in Russia by private train on Tuesday for talks with President Vladimir Putin, UN Security Council members traded barbs on arms supplies to Ukraine.
There is incontrovertible evidence that Russia is negotiating potential deals for significant quantities and multiple types of munitions from the DPRK to be used against Ukraine.
Britain's U.S.